You're listening to The Drive Home with Casey and Blair. Welcome to The Drive Home with Casey and Blair, where we give our unfiltered first impressions of the films we just watched at the movies and record our discussion on The Drive Home. Opinions change over time, and working in the film industry, none of these critiques are meant to be personal, but rather a reaction. Thank you for listening.
Hello. Today is September 17th, yes? And this is the... Drive... Hello. How you doing, sir? Drive Home with Casey and Blair. As we hurriedly move to get our son from school. So, we... The movie that we saw this week was actually something very special to us anyway. It was the movie that my buddy Michael made. Michael Miles, who is a friend of mine. We went to school in... I'm trying to think of the years now. It was 2001 is when we started. And then I ended up coming back. Yes, but he actually went to Chicago. He finished up his degree... in Chicago, and that was his.
He wasn't there when I was there.
No, he had transferred by that time, I believe. But now he works as an editor at. Well, I don't know if I'm supposed to say where exactly he works or anything, but I'll just say he's a full time. He's a professional editor. You can probably IMDb him and see all of his other works. You probably have seen or may have seen some of it on Netflix if you have any small children. Ta-da! Anyway, so the movie that we saw this week, Michael has been working on for some time now. I remember he talking to me about it many, many years ago, called Rapid Response. And it's a documentary, what?
Rapid Response.
Rapid Response? Okay, that's a good point.
Rapid Response.
Okay, so I said it a little weird. So it's a documentary about crashes in the indie world, and indie world being the racing world, and how those crashes have turned into something positive through racing data, through modifications of the cars themselves, and in some ways even... some of the commercial cars that you see nowadays are a result of some of the safety features from...
I would like to see more of that.
Yeah, that was something that I think... I would have liked to see some of the commercial ends of it. And I thought...
Oh my gosh, this burning instructor smells.
Oh yeah.
Terrible.
So I expected... I hoped we got a little bit more of that. We did get some, not a whole large amount of that. And Michael has told me some of the... extraneous stuff that's involved with the documentary, so maybe some of that I get from him as well. Would you mind holding this?
I was surprised that all the cars were those
Formula One racers.
Andretti, what's his name from
Mario
Cars?
Andretti.
No. I don't remember his name from
Mario
the Cars
Andretti.
Movie. Is that his name in the Cars movie? Oh my gosh, stop burping. You're so gross.
Sorry, I had a hot dog for lunch.
Oh.
Cut that if I can.
Because I feel like when I've seen race cars, they have hoods.
Yeah, you're thinking of stock, I'm not a race car guy. Michael is probably going to make fun of me for this segment.
Was he into race cars before
he
made
this?
Oh,
yeah, no, Michael's been he's from Indianapolis.
Oh.
So he's been into racing his entire life. And so a lot of the stuff that he sees in this is very in tune with, the things that you saw in the movie.
Got it.
So he has a background in it. And, I think...
Yeah, I thought...
Indy 500, so Indy car.
I was waiting for them to, make the discovery, because the movie was, really about, the advancements of... They kept crashing and getting injured, so then we did this, and then they got injured this way, so then we did this, and then they got injured this way, so then we did this, and it was like making advancements in the car so people stopped getting injured a certain way.
Mm-hmm. And then new injuries popped up.
So I was like waiting for the moment when the cars got like roofs.
What do you mean?
Like root, like this, like a roof.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that never happened.
Because that's the different styles of racing. Like there's different cars and different designs in how the cars race, both in form and function. At least I know that part about racing. So the different stock, like...
Yeah, I thought these cars were the ones that had parachutes on the end of them.
Those are drag racers.
Yeah, that's what I thought. This when a car looked like this, I thought that's what they did.
Oh, no.
And when they go around in a circle a bunch of times, I thought they had roofs.
There are different types of racers and races. Remember Cars 2?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's
the type of racer that we had. Yeah. No fenders.
No fenders.
The women love my open tires.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to remember his name, that character's name.
Francesco Bernoulli.
That's what I was saying.
I know, I've seen Cars too many times, but apparently not as often as to remember that guy's name.
This kept reminding me of, like, moments in... I feel like it's in The Simpsons where they watch, like, crashes, like, yeah. Crash compilations.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're really here, they're watching a race and they were getting really excited by the crashes because like that's like the thing. There's a certain element I think of spectating this sport where the crashes are part of it.
That's what people want to see,
and that would be something that people would
if you're someone who wants to see crashes,
there's
look
a lot
no
of crashes.
Further
I will say, and I have to be honest, the intensity of some of those crashes for me were a little high. There were two moments in particular I remember where I was like, that's a little much. And so I will say for the squeamish audience member, the reality of these is I actually am a little bit better in movies than documentaries and stuff like this because of the...
You know it's real.
Yeah, and I know, like, I love you, buddy. But my PTSD has a lot to do with injuries of some of these things, so it's hard.
Well, I mean, there was a photo of like a chunk of flesh.
We don't have to discuss it.
I will not be able to get that image out of my brain. That was horrific.
Yeah, it's tough in that way. But at the same time, one of the themes of that the last guy says in it is that. All these bad things happen, but good comes of them. Like, they're able to take these crashes and these people that have died, and they turn it into people not dying. and save people's lives from prevent the injuries rather than let them continue and occur. In some ways, if you think about it, that sport will always continue because there'll always be an interest in it. And the fight that they sort of had to do in this movie was for the safety of the drivers and see where it is now. And, you know, in a perspective world, that's something that I would hope that they would continue to do. Is it turning here?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I really liked the moment of, like, that little side story about the orthopedic surgeon and the fussy,
the
Italian wuss or whatever
yeah.
you call them. How he, like, has him recover in his basement.
You broke your wrist. There's going to be pain involved.
Yeah, one of the doctors is, like, really, all the doctors seem to, like, really put their hearts into it.
Oh, yeah, they don't do this unless they really care about the people that they were doing this for.
But in particular, one of them has his patients recover in his house. And so they had like there's like a little side story of that.
And
they have like a go-kart outside to help the patients like recover and get ready to race again. Outside of his house. He just happens to have a circular driveway. It was a really sweet little story. I liked that. Well, I wonder why there were two locations.
Oh,
it looks like it clears up over there.
Okay.
Why there were two locations for that guy's interview.
Most likely what I was thinking, I mean, production sets behind it. We didn't get to that part when Michael screened it with me. When we were watching it, because he gave me a little sneak preview on a good chunk of the introduction. One of the things that that I could imagine happened was they did some pickups for some different segments and things, and obviously they
maybe eventually realized that in that first location, one mustache hair was sticking up. A singular mustache hair was sticking up out of place. I wanted to pluck it out of his face.
You know what's funny? Michael probably knows that and can't do anything about it.
Or Steve Edwards, the doctor, one of the doctors, had like a little spittle in the corner of his mouth.
Okay.
The whole time.
You notice these things because you edit videos where you do nothing, like lots of interviews.
Also, it's when it's huge.
Yeah, on the big screen.
Yeah.
You can see all the details like that. That was like, oh, this is great, Mike. See it on the big screen.
It was hard to get used to the grainy footage, too, at first. It took a minute to, like, jump into that.
Yeah, the going between the high-res interviews to the stuff, and that's something I also have to commend Michael on, is his...
Finding all that?
Yes.
That was a lot of digging.
The amount of stuff to find,
like that moment when when the doctor was like, I was bleeding my elbows onto
his white shirt.
And then there's a picture of the guy's white suit. It was like, how did you find that?
That was a moment I really loved, too. And there's a couple others, too, if you notice, like, when they're talking about, like, guys coming up and, like, people jumping up out of the fans stands to like help people who have been injured and stuff, and they got like that footage of the fans.
Oh yeah, or like when the one car flipped over and the doctor was explaining how he's like, I saw the tire burning at one point, and then and I looked down to write that down, and I looked up and the car was gone, and I asked where'd it go, and so and so was pointing, and in that stock image or the image that they're talking of showing while he's talking, there happens to be a guy pointing.
Yeah.
You have to notice it. But there is a guy pointing.
No, there's a lot of, like, that's one of the things that I think is one of the attention to detail on the edits. Because I'm pretty good about picking out stuff like that. And especially in documentaries, when you're watching everything on there, it's pretty crazy. We're going to be late to pick up Augie.
How late?
I don't know. I can't put it. Do you have your phone?
No, I hawked it for movie tickets.
Well, is it possible to retrieve it so we can see what our situation's like at the moment? Because if I gotta call my mom...
I don't think it's... We're not gonna be 20 minutes late.
Is that the limit?
No, I'm just saying... I don't think there's a limit. It's not like they're gonna...
5 o'clock, actually.
Hold him. Keep him for...
Keep him...
For parts.
Boarded up.
Late.
You are on the fastest route despite unusually heavy traffic. You will arrive at 4.
Unusually heavy traffic.
How long?
What?
How long is this thing?
We're gonna be there at 4:15.
Oof. Alright, it is what it is. That's not bad. 4:15 is not that bad. I'll deal with it. We do have carpool, so maybe we'll shave off some stuff. Anyway.
Maybe.
Back to the movie at hand. Let's not get into a car accident on the way home. I was actually thinking about that. Like, all these car accidents, I'm like, don't...
It was a lot of car accidents.
It was. It was a lot of...
I wanted to hear, like... I mean, I know that there probably isn't a lot of this footage, but I wondered what they would be, like, saying after... You know, when they were like, oh, he's talking and he's... After the car accidents, like, I wanted to hear people
talking.
Yeah, like,
follow-ups and see, like, because...
Not, like, interviews, but, like, on the scene, you know?
Yeah. Because that's one of the things I, like, want... While watching this movie, I was thinking a lot about just, like, the human experience of like, death. Of how these people deal with it on a daily basis and in their environments. And, like, it's part of the job for these people. And, like, why would you do that? And, like, even the... One of the things that the doctor said, which I thought was interesting, is, like... And they mentioned in one line was that, like, after people get out of their accidents, if they are in a position where their body has sustained too many injuries to race anymore, like their lives are over. Like that's what I was hearing from one of the doctors, is like they have a hard time transitioning during all that. So it's like, it's the whole thing just made me think of like why, what do you get out of it versus the risk? And I don't know, it's just, I think that's a really interesting dimension of what they're talking about.
Yeah, but you know, plenty of people are like actors, and that's a huge risk, but they still do it. Like,
yeah, it's a different type of risk. Everyone takes a different calculated.
That's what I'm saying. About, you know, yeah. Like it depends on the type of person you are. If you love it, you do it.
True, and you try and do it the best you can. And if luck or fate befalls you in a negative way, it's like, well, you do what you basically do what you have to do.
If that's all you know, that's all you've been doing your whole life, that's what you've lived for and trained for. Could you believe that guy who was like, who got in an accident and then his kid also got in an accident
in the same race? Yeah, that was Andretti.
That would have been just horrible.
And he was in a worse accident. Yeah, and he was in a worse accident. So how do you like deal with that? I don't know.
I'd be like, get away from me, go help him, leave me alone.
My dad, like, what's weird about this movie is my dad probably can relate to a lot of it, because my dad was a fireman in the 80s. Like, he would tell me about the accidents that go on, and the survivability of most people in those accidents was actually relatively low. Back, like, fatal crashes were a lot more common back in the day because of the boxiness of the cars, the weight, a lot of the things that, like, you don't even consider or think about in modern cars was a huge thing back then. And one of the reasons my dad like put our family in a big car, he's like, well, the biggest thing on the road is what's going to be survivable. And literally he would go on calls where that was the case. So it's interesting to see, like, and I don't know, just to look back at that perspective of where cars have come from, and of us both, like, safety standards and everything else.
Yeah, I really did want to see more of that. Like, I wanted to see, like, you know, I don't, some kind of
the consumer effect.
Yeah.
You want to see how it related to you.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't know, just like a trip into the Ford factory or something.
Yeah. I did like how they did, they showed a lot of the test footage of, like,
yeah,
how they're testing
cool.
the cars.
Or the 3D.
Yeah, the 3D stuff and the 3D simulations, and, like, to see the test where they did the spare the feet. That was really cool footage. Like, that was something that really made all of it maybe, like, make sense. And there's also something that I thought was really interesting in terms of the scientific nature of all these accidents. Because, should I get over?
I do not know.
I do know, but I'm just trying to think of how much time I have.
Oh, I've got the thing.
Yeah, what the conditions?
Stay on 57.
Yeah, but how the conditions?
It's gray. What does gray mean?
It means green with your glasses on.
That's not green. It's gray. It's about to be red.
Get back in carpool lane.
What the movie needed more of, but it's no fault of the movies, is women.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Like,
just one woman to interview.
There's a sport of guys. Evolution of all, it was all guys sports. I mean,
just a nurse. Throw in a nurse. Throw in a wife of somebody. Just, I mean.
Oh, that a wife would be interesting. A wife would be an interesting perspective,
I mean,
to see.
Anybody.
I mean,
dig up anybody.
Like, when they have that accident where the yellow Pennzoil one flips, and they talk about not securing the guy's neck, and thank God his neck wasn't broken. They showed the wives, like, there on the sidelines. It would be interesting if they, like, got a female perspective of someone who got in that accident, and, like, what it's like to be like for them. And you get a little bit of it, too, because, like, they talk about just, like, people being stuck in their perspective of where they are, and, like, watching the accident, and what can you do from a distance in some ways. Like, I remember Chip, that was it. Chip, they were talking about Chip, and how he...
His mom was watching.
Yeah, and like, people would go over to his house and say, sorry, your son died. And it's like, yeah. Holy crap. Like, that's a weird look at the modern media of things, too.
Yeah, I was noticing, like, all of the footage, all of the images, just dudes. Mm-hmm. All dudes. Except, you know, whenever there was a win, there was, like, a wife and a baby.
Yeah.
Next to him.
A racing baby. Yeah, there's a lot of different perspectives about the racing world. And, like, I don't really follow racing at all. So I was, I mean, I watched a little bit of NASCAR when Danny used to be into it, which was a, I don't remember how long that lasted, but it wasn't long. It was, like, around the time when Danny was, we were playing, I think, a racing game, and he was into it. He probably would still watch and enjoy it, but, like everything, kind of, you know, interests come and go. But we ended up watching a lot of races back in the day, and there's it's definitely something kind of an interesting motorsport altogether. I really like, there's been a couple other movies thinking of that have been really good. What was the one that covered, was it Lombardi? Might have been, I think it was Lombardi. Heat, no, yes? Driven, that's it. The one with Katie's beau, Thor. Help me out here.
Chris
Hemsworth. That's it. Hemsworth. So yeah. Let's see here. What else? I actually really like their theme, the Rapid Response theme, the kind of the techno. Where it's like going across and doing it's saying, I like the 80s look of it.
The music in general was done really well.
Yeah, the when you think, like, that's something you don't think about is the sound of all this.
Except you pointed out a helicopter sound was not correct.
My ear for sound is a little bit different than other people. So when you repeat uses of sounds, I notice, like, if you have the same IndyCar go by and I hear the vroom, 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 and I can detect the pattern in which the sound effects are spaced out. Stuff like that I can hear with my ear. There was the backing up of the trucks were all the same. Like, I notice all these little things inside the story that you're probably not supposed to in sound. No. And nobody will, ever. Unless you're, like, a sound person, and that's what you do, is listen to sound all day long. Let's see here. What else you got?
I know, we still have more drive.
I know. We got a little bit of traffic here coming to pick up Augie. But at the same time, usually when we give critiques about films, they're not documentaries. So, like, what would you do's and what would you change things don't really... We gave a couple examples of what we would have liked.
The interviews
liked
are shot really well. The pickup,
yeah,
one...
I liked... Like, when they changed the location, it looks really good now. That new location, I liked the lighting better, and it felt warmer with that character, because he was such a warm character that the other environment that was blue was a little colder. You can kill that.
I get that.
I know the way from here.
It just needed spittle and mustache hairs combed.
Those types of things, I mean, what can you do in an interview? I mean, I look back at, the thing about, like, interviews is for documentaries is once you get them, it's like the pillar of your...
The audio is so clear, though.
Oh, crap. I took the wrong 22.
Okay.
Well, now this is going to get a little bit longer. Crap.
Maybe I shouldn't have turned off Siri and directions.
It's all right. It's La Vida right here in Bristol. It's not like I can't take this.
Living La Vida, Bristol.
Living La Vida. All right. The cool thing about seeing how they improved everything was really fun. I mean, that to me, because in terms of, like, story arc structures, or story act structures especially, the act structure I liked. It was like kind of injury improvement and what we do to fix things in a way. And then building
two steps forward, one step back.
Yeah. And that's the characters say that too. I say characters, and you know, obviously they're people with jobs. But the characters do say that, yeah, it's you fix something and then all of a sudden something new comes up and it's like, ugh, now you gotta deal with that. And
what was with the one guy's eyeballs?
What?
There was a racer and he had two different
colored eyes. Oh, did he have that?
I think one was glass.
Oh. You know, that could have been.
But they didn't say that he lost an eye in racing or anything like that. He had foot injuries.
Yeah. There's a lot. I mean, you crash once, you could crash a lot.
I think we saw every crash that ever happened, ever. I'm pretty sure. Oh, what do they run on if they don't run on gasoline? When they said
methanol.
Still?
Yeah, I think. Well, they probably changed the octanes and the mixture itself to be.
When was that? Like the 60s, the 50s? They were like, so we outlawed gasoline.
No, it's
now we run on unicorn farts.
73 or 74, I think I recall. After one of the races, I remember some of the title cards now for some reason. It also was interesting too. One of the narrative structures, because talking about like the lower moments of the film is like one of them is like that the fatality sequence was tough, but it was like that's the moment where like the lowest point is of the film, in the response with everything. And I thought that was kind of a it was hard and to see, but ultimately the improvements made from all these things, like it's tough, but there was a positivity to it, and that's how I kind of look at the film, is as all the crashes and bad stuff you see, it does have that positive outcome to it.
Mm-hmm. What else? You missed the spot shaving your head.
Did I?
Yes.
Thanks.
Same spot you always miss.
I know. And it was interesting though, the lead guy did look like Jesse.
I don't think so. But he didn't age the last 20 years.
Yeah, he was.
They showed footage of 2000 and he looked the exact same and sounded the exact same, except for when that last guy did his remaining laps, then he was like
that. You know what though, that for, because that was a moment, and I think that they cover it quickly in there, but it's one of the, I think if I recall, Michael tell me correctly, it's like the first case study they did where somebody had an above the knee amputation where they were able to save the person's life. Like before that time, anybody who had a above-the-knee amputation, like, did not do well.
Mm.
And did not recover, just didn't survive. And so to see a racer be able to do that, I mean, they said right there that had that team not been in place, he would have died there on the scene instantly.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that alone.
There are a lot of times where he was like, if this, you know, I gave the approval or I told him we should go there, but if it didn't work out,
it would have been fatal.
I would have really got, you know, it would have been my fault. I wonder how many times it didn't work out and he just didn't want to talk about it.
Oh, that is a thought that I don't want to think about. Ask Michael. But I will say though, to see the look on the doctor's face, because he's like shaking at the sidelines when he sees that the racer go again for the first time, and to me that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was something that truly felt like, go you, man, go you. Sorry, I'm just focusing on trying to get there on time now. Why don't we do this? Because I'm going to be rushing for these last minutes and picking up Augie. Why don't we cut it short here and say, anybody who is interested in seeing Rapid Response, take a look at the see it in theaters. It will be probably, I assume it's going to be in a streaming version here soon enough. So if it wasn't in your area yet.
Yeah, this is a limited release.
Yeah, it's a limited release. But
I wonder if that new show, the new movie that's coming out with two powerhouse guys about racing, if that'll help bump it up too.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. Like, I want to do research on.
Yeah, it's if other things come up that are around that theme, they tend to boost each other. We just need some more westerns coming out. Insane. Anyway, so thank you all for joining us on this drive home with Casey and Blair.
Drive to preschool.
Drive to preschool with Casey and Blair. We'll see you all next time. And if you're going to go see the movie, it's Rapid Response. IMDb it, Google it, and see the film. It's well worth seeing. Take care, everybody.
Bye.